From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Now a response to a recent massacre. Kenyan warplanes attacked targets in neighboring Somalia today. Those attacks came just days after the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab killed 148 people at a Kenyan university. The Kenyan Defense Forces says the airstrike Sunday targeted two Al-Shabaab camps in the southern region of Somalia. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the siege of a Palestinian refugee camp in the Syrian capital by Islamic State militants and fighters from the Nusra Front. Margaret Bashir has more.
Reports emerged last week that fighters from the two armed groups had seized large parts of the camp on the outskirts of Damascus. The head of the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Pierre Krahenbuhl, separately briefed both the UN Secretary General and the Security Council via a video link from Amman, Jordan, on the developments. Afterwards, he told reporters that the situation in the Yarmouk camp, which was already dire, has deteriorated further and very few civilians have been able to leave. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Fighting raged Monday in southern Yemen between Houthi rebels and forces loyal to the country's president. To the west, the Houthis tried to strengthen their position in the city of Aden. Witnesses say a foreign warship shelled targets in and around Aden. They say the Saudi-led coalition airstrikes hit an airbase north of the city, forcing Houthi fighters to flee. Prosecutors and defense lawyers are presenting their closing arguments in the trial for accused Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. The focus of the arguments is the penalty, whether he will be executed for his part in the 2013 attack. This is VOA News. Malaysian authorities have arrested 27 people for allegedly plotting terrorist attacks in the capital Kuala Lumpur. The local police chief says the 17 were arrested Sunday. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched a national air quality index to monitor conditions in 10 major Indian cities. Anjana Pasricha takes a look.
Using a global standard, the new air pollution index will track 8 pollutants and use color coding to describe health impacts, with green denoting the cleanest and red the dirtiest air. That will make it easy for citizens in crowded cities like New Delhi, Bangalore and Chennai to assess air quality. Launching the index in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India must change the global perception that it does not care about the environment or climate change. Anjana Pasricha, New Delhi.
French special forces have freed a Dutch hostage in Mali more than 3 years after he was kidnapped by Islamic militants. The French military said Jacques Vrijka was freed in a pre-dawn raid on Monday. French President François Hollande said French special forces were not aware of the hostage's location when they raided an extremist camp. French military officials say two militants were killed in the operation and two others captured. Ukraine's president, Petro Poroshenko, said Monday he is ready to hold a referendum on whether to give greater political power to the country's regions. He said he was sure most Ukrainians would vote to maintain a unitary state. Mr. Poroshenko told members of a parliamentary commission, which is drafting amendments to Ukraine's constitution, that he would ensure a referendum on the country's state structure is held if the commission deems such a vote is necessary. Still, the president said public opinion polls show some 90% of Ukraine's population supports a unitary model of governance. He repeated that he is opposed to federalization. An Indonesian court has rejected last-minute challenge by two Australian drug convicts facing execution. Lawyers for the state and defense were divided over whether legal avenues remained for the two to avoid the death penalty. Andrew Chan and Murian Sukumaran were convicted in 2006 as ringleaders of a plot to smuggle heroin out of Indonesia. The Australian pair are among 10 drug convicts due to be executed by firing squad. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says his government will work with Kurdish authorities to liberate the northern province of Nineveh from Islamic State militants. He spoke Monday in Erbil, the capital of the semi-autonomous Kurdish region. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.